flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back to 830-WCCO, giving us an update with what's going on with Keep It Clean Minnesota. Here's Ann Brucciani-Lyon. Ann, when we checked in with you last, it was during the Minnesota State Fair. You were talking to us about your installation there, and we were expecting us to be talking about some frozen over lakes going on, and none of our lakes seem to be as frozen as we would have expected this time of year, right, Ann?
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. And so the lake that you primarily work with, remind us which lake is primarily yours.
Mille Lacs Lake.
Yeah. And so give us a little more information about what Keep It Clean Minnesota is about and what that initiative was going to be encouraging our Minnesotans to do.
Okay. And if you don't mind, I'll give you a little bit of history because it may be a new topic for some listeners.
Thank you.
And yeah, that the campaign, the Keep It Clean campaign, started up at Lake of the Woods about a decade ago, and that gave them a great opportunity to try a bunch of different ways to approach the problem of garbage and human waste that was being left on the frozen water ice during the wintertime. And over the course of about a decade, they learned through trial and error what worked and what didn't work. And then they got a call from Robin DeWight, who's now a Keep It Clean partner. She's the president of the Lake Association up for Upper Red Lake. And she let them know around October of 2021 that they were looking for a solution to that problem. And like Robin found Keep It Clean on the website, I did too. And I was meeting with some of the board members at the Mille Lacs Area Community Foundation in February of 2022. And we were recognizing and hearing from business owners and other anglers on the lake that garbage and waste were a problem. And people were frustrated and looking for a solution. And so I took on doing some research for my team and found Keep It Clean and was talking with Joe Henry up there and Mike Hurst. Mike's with the Soil and Water Conservation District up at Lake of the Woods. And they both said, hey, interesting, you should call. We've heard from Upper Red Lake. And rather than each of us trying to do our own individual thing, why don't we work together with a focus on clean water instead of competing like we do for tourism dollars, because healthy lakes and a healthy fishery are really important. And we have an opportunity to set an example for other lakes that are facing these challenges, not only in the state of Minnesota, but across the ice belt, any lake, river, state that has ice fishing.
Right.
So that's how Mille Lacs got involved. And then last December, following the Minnesota Association of Soil and Water Conservation District's annual meeting, which fell in early December a year ago, we had a resolution that passed there that enables soil and water conservation districts across our state to partner with groups of lake associations, community organizations, other groups that are interested in implementing the Keep It Clean campaign on their lakes. And the language from that resolution was drafted into a bill, and then Representative Andrew Myers picked that bill up, introduced it during the last legislative session, and things moved really quickly. It had bipartisan support, and a new law was passed that makes it illegal to leave garbage and human waste on or under the ice on any of Minnesota's lakes and rivers.
How has this, with regarding the fines and some recent information that's come out regarding what's going on now that there's no ice, there's still safeguards and things that are going on right now, correct, Anne?
Well, I think what's happening right now, and we're all eager, we're all ice anglers, and we like to get out on the lakes and drop a line, so we're just as frustrated, our team is, as anybody else is, about getting out and snowmobiling, winter sports, all those great things.
Right.
But right now, the focus is on education, just to let people know that there is a new law, and to give them some time to think about how they're going to manage garbage and waste on a kind of pack in, pack out. A lot of people that are going out on the lakes and rivers are going out and they are doing the right thing. They're very conscientious, but there's always a portion that is leaving things behind. And it's not just garbage and waste, but it's the wood blocking that goes under the ice fish houses. Oftentimes that's chemically treated wood. In the state of Minnesota, that's illegal to burn. It's heavy if people aren't taking that out at the end of the ice fishing season. It's heavy. It's waterlogged. It rolls up on shore. And there are a lot of people, it's so heavy, there are a lot of people who can't lift and move it. Depending on age and ability, it's a challenge. So it's all components of garbage, waste, and that includes the wood blocking. So we're trying to get the word out, trying to educate so that when we can start getting out, people have a plan for their waste and trash and how they're going to either dispose of it. A lot of resorts maybe offer dumpster service. That's sometimes for a fee, or how they're going to package it up so they can take it home and properly dispose of it.
And you mentioned that this was getting traction outside of the state of Minnesota now as well.
It is. Interestingly enough, we recently, within the last couple weeks, had Lake Nakabay, which is north of Green Bay in Wisconsin, and Lake Oahe, which is in South Dakota, come on board with Keep It Clean. They're seeing the same challenges. Like I mentioned, it's an ice belt problem in their states, and so the campaign is gaining traction there as well.
So what is the hope as you continue to move forward to this? I know we're having an incredibly strange and overly mild season, but as you continue to move forward to this, what are you hoping everybody starts doing?
Well, we're hoping that the word gets out, because the goal isn't to fine people. It's not to punish people. It's just to protect and preserve our lakes and resources. And what happens on the lake in the wintertime, it affects the lake in the summertime. And it affects tourists. And I'll just tell you, the business owners around my lake who offer ice access or sell bait, as well as around any of the participating lakes that we have. And we went into last year's ice fishing season with three lakes. We had Lake of the Woods, we had Upper Red Lake, and we had Mille Lacs Lake. And now word of mouth and through other venues, information spread so quickly. The campaign now encompasses thousands of lakes within our state, as well as now newcomers in both Wisconsin and South Dakota. So our goal is just to get the word out. We're focused on education this year. The goal is to give people some time to think through their action plan. We suggest making a plan before trash, before you arrive, about how you're going to dispose of it. To use colored garbage bags, because they're less likely to get lost in the snow. They're easier to see. To make sure that they're not placing garbage or waste on or under the ice, but they're storing it either in their fish house, their wheelhouse, their truck, their trailer, their vehicle, or other conveyance on the ice, that they take a moment before they leave the area they're in and make sure that they're isn't any garbage being left behind, or that someone else hasn't left garbage behind, and if they see garbage, to pick it up and take it with them. And then again, just to remind people to take that extra time at the end of ice fishing season to take the wood blocking out of the ice and take it off the ice with them.
It's so fascinating to me that this, I mean, when I first met you, you were doing something completely different, and that this has grown to such a large initiative that this is what you're spending a bulk of your time is on now. Anne, congratulations that you've done so much work in this space.
Thank you. We're a volunteer team, and we've just had a really warm reception from a lot of lake associations and other organizations. I would encourage people who are interested in learning more about Keep It Clean or details about the new law to visit our website at keepitcleanmn.org or to contact their local soil and water conservation districts. Our team sent out starter kits to all the soil and water conservation districts across the state of Minnesota so that they would have materials. You can see what the banners, the posters, the stickers, the table tents, all those things look like. And we're not making money off of this. We have the marketing files, the logos. We wanted to make it really easy for other lakes that were interested in coming on board to do so. So they can go to our website, click the Join Us tab, fill out a few pieces pretty quick of information, name, address, phone number, the lake they're representing. And once they do that and agree to use our logo according to our brand standards, they can access these materials at no cost to them. They'll have to pay for the printing charge, but everything else is available.
Anne, I'm going to have to stop you. I just want to make sure they go to keepitcleanmn.org. Thanks, Anne. We'll check you out soon.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to 830WCCO, giving us an update with what's going on with Keep It Clean Minnesota. Here's Anne Brucciani-Lyon. Anne, when we checked in with you last, it was during the Minnesota State Fair. You were talking to us about your installation there. And we were expecting us to be talking about some frozen over lakes going on. And none of our lakes seem to be as frozen as we would have expected this time of year. Right, Anne?
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. And so the lake that you primarily work with, remind us which lake is primarily yours.
Mille Lacs Lake.
Yeah. And so give us a little more information about what Keep It Clean Minnesota is about and what that initiative was going to be encouraging our Minnesotans to do.
Okay, and if you don't mind, I'll give you a little bit of history because it may be a new topic for some listeners.
Thank you.
And yeah, that's that the campaign, the Keep It Clean campaign, started up at Lake of the Woods about a decade ago, and that gave them a great opportunity to try a bunch of different ways to approach the problem of garbage and human waste that was being left on the frozen water ice during the wintertime. And over the course of about a decade, they learned through trial and error what worked and what didn't work. And then they got a call from Robin DeWitt, who's now a Keep It Clean partner. She's the president of the Lake Association up for Upper Red Lake. And she let them know around October of 2021 that they were looking for a solution to that problem. And like Robin found Keep It Clean on the website, I did too. And I was meeting with some of the board members at the Mille Lacs Area Community Foundation in February of 2022. And we were recognizing and hearing from business owners and other anglers on the lake that garbage and waste were a problem. And people were frustrated and looking for a solution. And so I took on doing some research for my team and found Keep It Clean and was talking with Joe Henry up there and Mike Hurst. Mike's with the Soil and Water Conservation District up at Lake of the Woods. And they both said, hey, interesting, you should call. We've heard from Upper Red Lake. And rather than each of us trying to do our own individual thing, why don't we work together with a focus on clean water instead of competing like we do for tourism dollars, because healthy lakes and a healthy fishery are really important. And we have an opportunity to set an example for other lakes that are facing these challenges, not only in the state of Minnesota, but across the ice belt, any lake, river, state that has ice fishing.
Right.
So that's how Mille Lacs got involved. And then last December, following the Minnesota Association of Soil and Water Conservation District's annual meeting, which fell in early December a year ago, we had a resolution that passed there that enables soil and water conservation districts across our state to partner with groups, lake associations, community organizations, other groups that are interested in implementing the Keep It Clean campaign on their lakes. And the language from that resolution was drafted into a bill, and then Representative Andrew Myers picked that bill up, introduced it during the last legislative session, and things moved really quickly. It had bipartisan support, and a new law was passed that makes it illegal to leave garbage and human waste on or under the ice on any of Minnesota's lakes and rivers.
How has this, with regarding the fines and some recent information that's come out regarding what's going on now that there's no ice, there's still safeguards and things that are going on right now, correct, Ann?
Well, I think what's happening right now, and we're all eager, we're all ice fish, ice anglers, and we like to get out on the lakes and drop a line, so we're just as frustrated, our team is, as anybody else is, about getting out and snowmobiling, winter sports, all those great things.
Right.
But right now, the focus is on education, just to let people know that there is a new law, and to give them some time to think about how they're going to manage garbage and waste on a kind of pack in, pack out. A lot of people that are going out on the lakes and rivers are going out and they are doing the right thing. They're very conscientious, but there's always a portion that is leaving things behind. And it's not just garbage and waste, but it's the wood blocking that goes under the ice fish houses. Oftentimes that's chemically treated wood. In the state of Minnesota, that's illegal to burn. It's heavy if people aren't taking that out at the end of the ice fishing season. It's heavy. It's waterlogged. It rolls up on shore. And there are a lot of people, it's so heavy, there are a lot of people who can't lift and move it. Depending on age and ability, it's a challenge. So it's all components of garbage, waste, and that includes the wood blocking. So we're trying to get the word out, trying to educate so that when we can start getting out, people have a plan for their waste and trash and how they're going to either dispose of it. A lot of resorts maybe offer dumpster service, that's sometimes for a fee, or how they're going to package it up so they can take it home and properly dispose of it.
And you mentioned that this was getting traction outside of the state of Minnesota now as well.
It is. Interestingly enough, we recently, within the last couple of weeks, had Lake Nakabay, which is north of Green Bay in Wisconsin, and Lake Oahe, which is in South Dakota, come on board with Keep It Clean. They're seeing the same challenges. Like I mentioned, it's an ice belt problem in their states, and so the campaign is gaining traction there as well.
So what is the hope as you continue to move forward to this? I know we're having an incredibly strange and overly mild season, but as you continue to move forward to this, what are you hoping everybody starts doing?
Well, we're hoping that the word gets out, because the goal isn't to fine people. It's not to punish people. It's just to protect and preserve our lakes and resources. And what happens on the lake in the wintertime, it affects the lake in the summertime, and it affects tourists. And I'll just tell you, the business owners around my lake who offer ice access or sell bait, as well as around any of the participating lakes that we have. And we went into last year's ice fishing season with three lakes. We had Lake of the Woods, we had Upper Red Lake, and we had Mille Lacs Lake. And now word of mouth and through other venues, information spreads so quickly. The campaign now encompasses thousands of lakes within our state, as well as now newcomers in both Wisconsin and South Dakota. So our goal is just to get the word out. We're focused on education this year. The goal is to give people some time to think through their action plan. We suggest making a plan before trash, before you arrive, about how you're going to dispose of it, to use colored garbage bags because they're less likely to get lost in the snow. They're easier to see, to make sure that they're not placing garbage or waste on or under the ice, but they're storing it either in their fish house, their wheelhouse, their truck, their trailer, their vehicle, or other conveyance on the ice. That they take a moment before they leave the area they're in and make sure that there isn't any garbage being left behind or that someone else hasn't left garbage behind. And if they see garbage, to pick it up and take it with them. And then again, just to remind people to take that extra time at the end of ice fishing season to take the wood blocking out of the ice and take it off the ice with them.
It's so fascinating to me that this, I mean, when I first met you, you were doing something completely different, and that this has grown to such a large initiative that this is what you're spending a bulk of your time is on now. Anne, congratulations that you've done so much work in this space.
Thank you. We're a volunteer team, and we've just had a really warm reception from a lot of lake associations and other organizations. I would encourage people who are interested in learning more about Keep It Clean or details about the new law to visit our website at keepitcleanmn.org or to contact their local soil and water conservation districts. Our team sent out starter kits to all the soil and water conservation districts across the state of Minnesota so that they would have materials. You can see what the banners, the posters, the stickers, the table tents, all those things look like. And we're not making money off of this. We have the marketing files, the logos. We wanted to make it really easy for other lakes that were interested in coming on board to do so. So they can go to our website, click the Join Us tab, fill out a few pieces pretty quick of information, name, address, phone number, the lake they're representing. And once they do that and agree to use our logo according to our brand standards, they can access these materials at no cost to them. They'll have to pay for the printing charge, but everything else is available.
Anne, I'm going to have to stop you. I just want to make sure they go to keepitcleanmn.org. Thanks, Anne. We'll check you out soon.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on.